Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Ian, one of the best in the business, and he's got a fun team to watch right now and broadcast, and that's Tommy McCarthy of the Philadelphia Phillies. T-Mac, great to have you back, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Jonesy. I appreciate you calling again. It's awesome. Hope you're doing well.
Doing really well, and the team you're broadcasting for right now is doing really well. They're not only winning, Tommy, I think they're fun to watch. You're up in that booth every night. How fun are they to watch?
Yeah, I agree with that, Steve. I mean, I think that, you know, over the course of my years with the Phillies, we've had teams that there's just an enjoyment to them. But we've had other teams where it's, you know, you're thinking about it, going, how are we going to get some runs? How are we going to pitch? You know, this team has it all, and they've got personality, too. It really has been a good run. I think it starts at the top with the manager. I mean, he just has it together. He knows what to do. It's been really good. I've enjoyed the evolution of some of these young guys, like Stott and Bohm. And, you know, I still think even better things to come as the season moves on.
I want to ask you about Robbie since you brought him up, because, you know, last year he takes over for Joe Girardi. They get to the World Series. When you have talked to him, does he have a sense that there are certain elements now because of experience where he's better at handling it than even last year because he has a little more experience?
Yeah, I think he's a big routine guy. So, you know, the fact that he's now a full year into this gig, so his routine is established. It was always established as a bench coach, as he had done that for 20 years. But as a manager, there's different things that he has to deal with, whether it be the media, whether it be meetings with the general manager, or the, you know, or in this case, Dave Dombrowski, the vice president, or if it's a community event that he has to handle, which he does a lot of that too. So I do think that the routine, and it's like a player, you have to try to find that routine that gets you from point A to point B. I think he has a better understanding of that. I will say that his people skills are way off the charts. And even though I knew that when he was the bench coach, it's been put into concrete now that he's the manager.
Bryce Harper was able to get back exponentially sooner than most people would from his injury. What has his just mere presence meant to what we're seeing as a domino effect on the lineup?
Well, you know, he's not hitting 25 home runs, 30 home runs right now, but there's still that thought that he is going to. So putting him in the middle of the lineup means that other guys, whether it be JT behind him or Castellanos before him, they just get better pitches. I mean, there's a presence to him that, I mean, there are very few players in Major League Baseball that have that can dictate success for the guys around him. And I don't know why the power's not totally there yet. I mean, I think it's a function of just getting at bats and getting back in the swing of things. But he's hitting 300 and he's driving in runs. So my feeling is it's going to happen. And when it does, it'll probably happen in bunches like every power hitter, like we're seeing with Schwarber right now. But I just think it makes everybody else better. And I think it'll make it even better when he plays first base, because then it gets Schwarber off his feet a little bit more in left field. Not every day, but maybe every other day. And I think that will go a long way to helping this team, too.
Yeah, there's certain players I also feel that thrive by playing in the field, where it just makes them feel active the entire time in the game. Guys like Edgar Martinez and David Ortiz perfected the fact that they could walk up to the plate four times and do something. But there's certain guys that I think by playing in the field, that I think it energizes them. Is Bryce that kind of guy?
Yeah, I think he's gotten used to being the DH. I don't think he really liked it at the beginning, but I think he would still prefer to be in the field. So I do think it's going to help him. Like, sometimes people say that when you're playing a position, you have to do too much thinking out there. But I'm in agreement with you, with what you alluded to. I think he'll be even better when he's out playing a position. I really think he's adjusted to being a designated hitter, but I still think he's going to be better out playing a position.
Tom, you've now had a long, long look at watching Nick Castellanos play. What has he meant to what they are doing on a team that has plenty of star power? What has he meant?
Well, I think one of the things that stands out now is with the Harper injury last year, Nick's played the outfield more than he thought he was going to. Because if you think about it, he and Schwarber were signed to be alternating designated hitters. So Schwarber's played every day, but Castellanos has played himself into a pretty good outfielder. And I think that that's helping, that's going to help when Harper comes back. I think that his RBIs have been really important. Yeah. I think the presence in the middle of the lineup has been important. I would like to see more home runs, obviously, but I just think he has figured some things out on a lot of different levels. And even with us, the way he deals with us, he's night and day. The conversations are really good. Not that they weren't last year, but they're different this year. And I think that I think you need all kinds of personalities in a clubhouse, and I think his personality and competitiveness and work ethic really helps this clubhouse.
All right, the pitching obviously is a big part of all this. What has been the big difference between the pitching you saw from April to mid-May to the pitching you're seeing from mid-May to mid-July?
I think the bullpen move. Starters have been better getting deeper into games. I think, you know, the June that Suarez and Taijuan Walker had were great. I think what you saw last night from Aaron Nola was great. But I just think the way the bullpen has been, you know, Craig Kimbrell has been beyond a breath of fresh air with what he's been able to do as the closer. He's pitching himself into the conversation for the Hall of Fame as he gets deeper and deeper on this saves list. And with Sir Anthony's injury and Alvarado's two injuries, gosh, I don't know where they'd be without the guys like Kimbrell and Hoffman and even Soto. I think that their success rate has helped this team. So, I mean, since the third week of April, I mean, they have either the first or second best ERA, depending on the day, in all of Major League Baseball out of the bullpen. And that, to me, is tremendous.
And let's face it, what has that meant to Robbie's decision-making with the bullpen? Because now he probably feels like he can push a button now, and he's got a pretty good idea what the success is going to be with that push.
Yeah, I do agree with that. You know, he had sort of a revolving door in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, which he was okay with. You know, he has even said that he's okay with not having a set closer. But I think with the injuries, it's given him a little bit of a pause on that, where legitimately Kimbrell is the guy in the ninth inning. And with the injury to Soto and to Sir Anthony, Alvarado and Sir Anthony, then Soto is the eighth inning guy with a little of Jeff Hoffman. So I do think it's enabled him to set the end of the game for Kimbrell, and then the other guys, when they come back, will slide into those late inning roles depending on the matchups.
You do have a group of guys in the bullpen that have pitched their way into a World Series. And then there's a guy like Kimbrell, who was part of a World Series winning team in 2018, although they went with Chris Sale to close the final against the Dodgers in 2018. What does that mean, in your opinion, when you've got guys that have been there before in high-leverage situations?
You know, it's funny, Steve. When we were talking to him last night, I was surprised when we were talking about the All-Star game, and he was saying just what a joy it was, what a privilege it was to finish the All-Star game. Now, he's pitched in 9 All-Star games and has 410 saves. But that was the first one he closed for a victory. So to have that kind of a reputation to close those big moments, or have the potential to close those big moments, kind of like Lidge in 08, I do think it goes a long way to the success level of a team. I really do.
What have you thought of Trey Turner to this point?
I don't think he's the Trey Turner that they, obviously the numbers dictate he's not the Trey Turner that they signed right now. I still think the numbers will be close to where they usually are. I mean, stolen bases, he's going to exceed that. I think it's the power numbers and the defense that's sort of been porous that I think is surprising to everybody. Now, I will say the last, I would say, 10 days defensively, he's mm-hmm. made some really good plays. But I don't think we've seen the Trey Turner that the Phillies signed just yet. I will say he plays every day, but yeah. I think we're still scratching the surface on that. My expectation is that we'll get some semblance of that, but he's definitely not been the one, the Trey Turner that they signed for 11 years.
Yeah. Sometimes you wonder if you're trying to go out every day and live up to that. I mean, sometimes you do wonder about that. It's a self-imposed deal.
Yeah, I think it's Castellanos last year, and I think it's the same thing with Turner this year. I do think that there is that kind of, that there's that kind of thought.
Yeah, I mean, you do worry about it. You mentioned the stolen base part. You expect it with the bases being 4 inches larger, which is a 4-inch larger lead, and 4 inches shorter to get to second, that stolen bases would be up. That brings up the rules between the pitch clock, bases, throwing over a number of times, and so forth. You've now had more than a half season to look at it. How do you like the game?
I like it a lot. I don't think we need the three batter rule anymore.
I agree.
That's part of it that I never liked it. I like it less now. I do like everything else, and I didn't think I would, but I do. You know, we had those games against San Diego this weekend where it felt like it was the old days of baseball because the games were so long.
Yes.
But in reality, I really do think it's been good for baseball. I know there are a lot of people that think that there's still, there still needs to be some tinkering done. I don't. I think it's good the way it is. I don't think they have to add any time. I don't think they have to take away any time. I think it's good. I find my biggest issues have been still the three-batter minimum and the way the game, not that this is a rule change, but it's definitely a style change, the way the game has been officiated by some of the official scorers where they're leaning more on the offense than they are about the integrity of the pitching. I do think that that's a result of baseball trying to make the game more of an offensive-driven game. That's the part that's really stood out to me this last year and the last 2 years.
And by the way, I'm completely with you on the three-batter rule. It's not needed today. If you want to make moves, make moves. I have no problem with that. If it's one batter, it's one batter. I don't like the three-batter rule, and never didn't like it when they put it in anyway.
Yeah, I didn't really like it either. I was more accepting of it to understand the pace of play. But I don't really think that it helped or hurt the pace of play. I think it just hampered the strategy of a manager.
T-Mac, you're the best. It has been a lot of fun and a lot of fun listening to you go through this because winning baseball is fun, but how the Phillies do it's fun, and you guys accentuate it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk soon.